we've always felt that there was sort of an unanswered charge that's been made principally by the Canadian cattlemen when they, you know, I mean, they've been going around the country and saying, we're going to retaliate, we're going to, you know, we're going to stop mattresses. They're threatening to retaliate on every different economic sector in the country. They're even going into state by state and threatening different industries and saying, we're going to retaliate against you if the U.S. doesn't fix the COOL law. And the only way anyone is allowed to retaliate under the WTO is to prove that you had damages. And then you're allowed to retaliate only up to the extent of the damages. Well, we're not to that point in the WTO proceeding because it's still on appeal. And only if you lose the appeal does that question about retaliatory compensation come into play. Since it's still on appeal and we believe we're going to win the appeal, we may never use this study, nor may USTR ever use this study. But if there is a need to use it, at least now we've got a robust economic study that uses independently, publicly verifiable, Packer-reported data to basically demonstrate that COOL really did not impact Canadian markets at all.
When do you expect a ruling on the appeal from WTO?
Yeah, that's a really good question that nobody can answer very clearly, Bob. What we do know is that it has now been scheduled for a hearing, and that is like middle of next month, and that'll be in Geneva. And but how long it takes after that to issue a ruling, nobody really knows. Our earlier guesses put this sort of final conclusion that sometime this coming fall. That's probably as close as anyone can get right now.
Given the process, would the next step then be that if the rule against the U.S. and the country of origin labeling, would Canada then be allowed to enact their retaliation if they can prove damage, or is there another appeal in the process here?
There's another step. The Canadians then need to go to the WTO, and they need to prove damages, and we need to prove that there were no damages. And then after that whole process plays out, would be the time when the WTO would say, okay, here are the damages, if there are any. And at that point, then there would be the beginning of the authority to do a retaliation.